for the love of Micah. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. The next time someone says, "What rock did you crawl out from under?" tell them it was maybe more like a mineral? You see, the origin of life, according to a new theory by the National Science Foundation's Helen Hansma, could have actually taken place sandwiched between sheets of mica. I'll have the mica sandwich and a primordial soup. No, hold the slaw. I don't know why they always use food metaphors, but Hansma's theory is called the soup and sandwich mica hypothesis. In this case, the soup is also actually in the sandwich, between layers of mica that provide a near-perfect setting to generate and sustain life. Here's why. Hansma notes that first, the environment is similar to that of a cell, negatively charged and potassium-rich. Second, evolutionary isolation? We're between sheets of mica. Thirdly, the movement, expansion, and contraction of the mica help to keep things rocking, rearranging molecules from the primordial soup and allowing them to bond. All necessary factors for the origin of life in a mica sandwich. At least we didn't spring from a 6-foot hoagie. The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation. Federally sponsored research brought to you by you. Learn more at nsf.gov.